put aside the darkness.
This is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but men love darkness instead of light. John 3:19.
I have caught myself many times loving darkness more than light. For example, when someone offends me, I know by now that I can come to my Father and receive healing for the offense. But many times I would not be willing to come to Him. My reason? I know my Father, through Jesus, will heal my heart and turn me into a good friend or wife or mother again. But I do not want Him to do that, since my offender, according to my reasoning, does not deserve a good friend or wife like me. Therefore, I would rather stay in darkness myself to take revenge. For some reason, it's hard for us to choose light. The father of lies seems to have many reasons why we should not choose light. I have caught myself walking in circles to avoid the light. I would focus on the other person's darkness, knowing very well that my own heart is filled with far more darkness. But if I can stay focused on the other person's darkness, mine can stay hidden, and I can hold onto it a little longer. But darkness is like quicksand. It pulls you in slowly, until you suffocate.
So let us put aside the deeds of darkness, and put on the armor of light. Romans 13:12.
The father of lies will try to persuade you to stay in darkness, to stay where you do not belong, to stay in the state of confusion, because from there he can manipulate you, control you, give you orders. I bless you to put aside the deeds of darkness. How do you do this? Stop playing mind games. Be honest with yourself by looking at your own heart and call a spade a spade. Why are you really so angry? Is it because you feel betrayed? Is it because you feel overlooked? Is it because you feel unlovable? Jesus wants to shine His light of life on you to heal your heart. Focus on your own heart only, not on that of your offender. It's only then that you will find the real answer. I bless you.